Australia's leading technology webcast.
www.techwebcast.info. Tech Talk for Geeks.
Tech Webcast is on hiatus until July 10th, so here we present some excerpts from our archives. This is episode 81 of Tech Webcast, the best of Tech Webcast of 2010. We hope you like it and listen to our show on iTunes. Check out our website at www.techwebcast.info.
I want to have a chat to everyone and the listeners. Hi, everyone. About Akamai Technologies, for the simple fact that now, I've done a little bit of research into the company, and I didn't realize it, but 38% of all internet traffic and downloads, you know, software distribution, you know, Microsoft, you know, all of the big names, including YouTube,
Yahoo,
anyone that's pretty much the billion-dollar companies of the States, use these guys to distribute their content. Now, I've, you know, I did some extensive research into where these guys actually have networks, POPs, etc. Now, for privacy reasons, they don't tell you where their POPs are. I'm the sneaky little bugger that actually worked out that here in Australia, Internode is actually the proud host of Akamai Technologies.
Oh, okay.
So, this is something Brad would notice. If you're ever downloading from Akamai Technologies, I know that I get over 2 megabytes per second from their servers, and that's because it's actually based on the Agile Communications Network down in Adelaide.
Okay, I don't use their network. I think I use Optus.
Oh, do you?
Yep. My exchange is not ready yet for that.
Okay. The data, actually, believe it or not, the ports provided by Optus, but the back-end data is actually still Internode.
Oh, okay, yeah, yep.
It's how they do it. Okay. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. And they've got aggregate bandwidth. Hang on a sec, I'm just finding the article that I was reading. It's, here we go. They've got something like, you know, 6 gigabits per second connectivity around the world.
Wow.
So, you know, most That's people fast. Are complaining that they've only got, you know, one megabit internet in most parts of Australia. Oh, well, if you're Akamai Technologies, you've got 6 gigabits per second around the world that's yours.
Imagine how fast you get a movie then.
Yeah.
All I can say is Warner Brothers must hate people that bloody work out how to use that network.
Yeah.
Please wait while we download Warner Brothers.
Done. What's next?
Oh, fantastic. Done. I want to download a copy of Google. Let's go. All right, we're done.
Certainly speed up your browsing and stuff. And they host a lot of graphics for websites and save bandwidth for a website. You can host all your graphic images with Akamai, and it gets load balanced around different servers and stuff. So if there's any problems at one place, it'll come from another, or if there's too much load from one place, it'll come from another. So
that's
pretty good way to save yourself some money.
That is exactly it. See, one example that I was actually having a look at is YouTube. As you know, before YouTube was purchased by Google Incorporated, the biggest single problem they had was the fact that, well, they couldn't afford infrastructure.
Yeah,
the simple
right.
fact that you know, they had a net connection to the outside world like gigabit per second. And you know, had monthly bandwidth bills for, you know, 80 to 90 terabytes worth of video data.
And not much income.
And very little income. So you can see why the Google buyout was not only good for the owners of Google, but good for Google in the sense that they've already got, you know, big ties and big network infrastructure based with Akamai. So it was an acquisition in my eyes that was, you know, needed to happen.
And let's face it, Google Video was pretty much a non-event. It was pretty crap, and everyone liked YouTube, so...
Well, that's it, and, you know, I take my hat off to Google for the simple fact that they did what Gatesy did, you know, a long time ago. Pr- pretty much. Oh, there's a technology. It looks good. I'll buy that.
Yeah, I was hearing recently that Apple is starting to think of purchasing a few companies now. They've got a few spare bucks and not much to do.
Well, that's it. They're looking at quite a few different companies. I know one company. I'm not going to mention the name of the company because I'm not sure if it's confirmed or not. But there is a manufacturer of the chips for the iPhones and the new iPad that we discussed last time, Brad.
Sorry. Hmm? I said, don't worry, the iPad.
Yeah, the A4 chips.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard that. I heard that F-bomb. I heard that, Brad.
I'm over the iPad. I'm sick of it. There's one person on bloody Twitter who would never shut up about the iPad. You know?
Really?
Yeah, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of hearing about it.
Let's get his IP, hunt him down, and then just go, like, extort his Wi-Fi or something.
Well, you know who it is? That's that bloody Sunny 7788 guy, whatever his name is. He's an Apple Nazi.
Fanboy.
Yeah. And
I'm going to have to agree with Brad here. I believe Nazi is the best way to describe it, because this guy was seriously willing to lay down his life with me and fight me to death with a gun over Apple products.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get him on the show next week, and you and him can have a bit of a chat about it.
We'll all have to have a big debate on this, and because this guy seriously was, he was really rattling my cage in the sense that he didn't want to know anything technical about it, that, the engineering, how practical it was for life. He pretty much went, well, it's got Apple written on it, so I have to own it.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs told me I've got to buy it.
Pretty much. And this poor young guy was nearly along the lines of that, Apple says it's good, so I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at the same time, hats off to the Apple marketing guys. You've done an awesome job.
Mm. Yep, exactly.
Before we started recording this, I know that you quizzed me as to whether or not I had a new iPhone, because you've been asking me for ages and keep sending me messages saying, iPhone's cool, lol.
They are cool.
I just haven't gone there yet, and I had the choice to go iPhone at the end of last year. I thought, I've got to upgrade my phone. It's house. So I went into the shop, had a look at them. You know, I love everything about them. I love the apps on them. I love its sexiness. I love it when people pull them out and because they look, all the cool people have the iPhones. But I just had to go and get myself a BlackBerry, or as I like to call it, the Crackberry, because it's so addictive. I'm on BlackBerry. No iPhone for me. Is that bad?
Yeah, they suck, mate. Chuck it away and buy an iPhone.
You're judging me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am, actually. We are. We are judging you.
Have you both got iPhones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Show-offs.
3GS.
Yeah, whatever. Are you the kind of people that turn up to a party and go, guys, check out my new app, and shows everyone your new app, which is a lightsaber or bubble wrap?
A lightsaber, definitely the lightsaber. I was at my sister's for a few days a couple of weeks ago, and all her boys love the lightsaber.
Well, it's boring. Someone's trying to get in on this.
Keep going, man. Keep going. It's cool. Keep going.
No, I don't want to hear about your apps. I don't want to hear any more about your free lightsaber that you downloaded. I don't care if the boys love it. It's boring. Apps, to hear about them when you can't get them is boring. All it does is make me jealous and upset that I can't have apps. Because the BlackBerry's got everything I need. You know, my main problem with the iPhone, the reason I didn't get it, is that I knew it would smash in my pocket. Most of my friends who have them have a cracked cover. Do you have cracked covers?
No, we don't have. I don't know. I never dropped it since I've had it. Had mine.
I've dropped mine. Mine's gone bouncing down a hill one time, corner to corner, and just got a little chip out of one corner. But I keep it on my belt most of the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You got a belt holding thing.
Yeah, though I tell you what, I am tempted by is the new HTC Droid Incredible.
What's that?
It's an Android.
What does it do?
Well,
is it a robot?
Most of the stuff that the iPhone already does. It's supposed to be a big competitor with it. It's got Android 2.1 on it, 1 gigahertz processor, whereas the iPhone's only got 600 megahertz. It's going to have flash, everything you could want, and an 8-megapixel camera with LED flash.
And it's a robot?
And it's a robot!
I love robots!
Robots are cool, dude.
It's not a f***ing robot.
Warning, Will Robinson.
Danger! Danger!
Danger!
Oh, man. Well, that sounds awesome. See, one of my main sadnesses about not having an iPhone is that I'm a Mac user. I love my Macs. I'm talking on a Mac right now to do this conversation. I have the laptop and I have the desktop Macs. But So I'm sad about having a BlackBerry because it doesn't talk to my Mac properly. I need to have my iCal accessibility, so I don't use the calendar on my BlackBerry at all because it's not iCal. That would have been a grouse thing to have it compatible with my with all my Macs. So sadly, I'm not compatible with Macs. Sadly, I've got no apps, but thankfully, I can be assured that I'm not going to crack the front of my iPhone because I don't have one. Maybe next time. Maybe they make them stronger. There's a new one coming out this year, isn't there?
There is iPhone 4G.
Dude, wasn't that leaked? Didn't some dude leave that in a bar because he was pissed?
He did.
But then, that one that he left in the bar, that had like a fake back on it, didn't it? Like, so that people would be put off. Yeah, and they think it was the old one, but no, it's the new one. So somebody found it, cracked it open, and it's all over YouTube now. But didn't someone else find another brand new one somewhere as well?
I haven't heard that story.
I've heard there's been two of the new ones found, which makes me think Apple's doing it on purpose.
Either that or they're very careless.
When have Apple ever been careless? They've never been careless with anything. They're way too careful, way too many rules. And if you get caught doing anything wrong, you're out of the company and your family is murdered. These, two phones to be found, it just smells a little bit fishy to me. I smell a rat.
Did you see what happened to the guy who gave Steve Wozniak an iPad 3G a couple of days before it was, a few minutes before it was going to be released in the Apple store?
What? How did he do that?
Well, Steve Wozniak walked up to the store and they were just about to open and show everybody that they could let people buy it. And this guy saw Steve Wozniak there. So he's like, dude, you're an Apple man. You were there when it started. Here, check out this iPad. And he had a look at it for a couple of minutes. And now that guy's fired.
Oh, my God. Bang, that's it. You got to be careful in the world of Apple. iPads.
Yeah, I saw a photo of Steve Wozniak with a beer bottle in his mouth looking at an iPad. And he had a T-shirt on that said, I met up with Gray Powell in a pub and all I got was this lousy iPhone prototype. That's got a sense of humor.
Bang, of course he does. Well, you know, the new iPhones, if they're stronger, I'll get one, but I'm pretty sure I'll crack that screen if I stick it in my pocket, because I like to just keep my phone in my pocket, near my balls. And,
Is it because they're so big?
They're so big, I'm trying to decrease them in size so it's more comfortable to wear underpants. Apparently, it's bad for your balls to put your phone near your balls. My wife always gets a little bit angry with me when I put it near my balls because she's worried that we won't be able to have children. But I made a child 18 months ago. Well, she was born 18 months ago. So that theory is disproven, isn't it? You can put your phone near your balls. You can put your phone on your balls and then then you can call yourself and let it vibrate. And that, some people think that's enjoyable.
Maybe there's an app for that.
Brenton, hello.
Hey, Dylan, how's it going?
It's awesome. Ball vibrate app. I think that's a great idea. Do you know, I work at Nova Radio Station. Sent in to Nova, we get lots of things sent in, right? Like CDs, DVDs, books, whatever. Recently sent in was a vibrator that you attach to your iPod and it vibrates in time to the music you're listening to. Bang!
Well, that's sweet, isn't it?
How good is that?
It's what every girl should have.
Every girl needs an iPod.
Video or it didn't happen. Can you get us a video of that so we can see it in use?
No, not in use. Unless you want me to bloody sample it. Do you want me to do that?
You can't convince your wife?
No! This has gone too far.
Yeah, move on.
You ended it wrongly. What about the iPad? Who wants an iPad?
It's going to be mad. I love it. I'm going to get one.
Mate.
Don't care.
What are you reckon about the iPad, Dylan?
But why don't you care?
Not interested. I've got enough electronics to cover everything I need to use. So I don't watch. iPad's mostly a passive thing for watching movies or reading books and playing games. So I just don't do any of that enough.
Yeah, you're more an interactive man, are you, Warlock?
Yeah, well, I've got the iPhone, which does all that stuff just on a smaller screen. I've got an Asus EPC netbook, and I've got a desktop, so that's just about every situation covered that I need. And I don't need to lug around a great big 10-inch iPad as well.
You know what I think with the iPad? If you hold that up to your head like it's a big phone, you'll look like a tiny man, won't you?
Yep.
You could pretend it's a boombox carried on your shoulder.
Yeah. It's the new school ghetto blaster. Nice.
Did you see the photo on CNET of a guy who had a rope around his neck with it hanging off there like a clock?
Or something. Yeah,
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav, eat your heart out.
Yeah, boy. Bass.
But how low can you go?
Death row. What did the brother know? Now, I like the idea of reading books on the iPad. I think I would... Like, I'm trying to convince my wife that we need one because she loves to read books, but every time you buy a book, it's like 20 or 30 bucks, and then you've got another bloody book in your bookcase taking up more room. You're not going to read it again. Who reads books twice? No one, unless it's Harry Potter, and then you read it like 10 times. Or Twilight, where you read it 500 times if you're a 13-year-old girl. I read it once and hated it.
Speaking of that, I've just thought I might go in for audiobooks. I think I don't want to carry around books. I don't want to read books on my phone. But yeah. I've got an hour's trip into the city and back home again on the train every day for work. So I just downloaded the book 6, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and another thing, audiobook. And I'm going to try that out the next few days and see if I like that. If I do, I might even join up to audible.com using one of Leo Laporte's codes and get a gold account and listen to books there.
Yeah, audiobooks are good. I've just been listening to one in the car as well recently because we've been on some long country drives with the family. They're intriguing. You get involved and then all of a sudden 2 hours have passed and you're at your destination. How awesome.
Exactly, and that's much better for me than sitting there with a 10-inch book in front of me, even if it is an iPad. I'd rather listen to somebody else read it to me.
Surely, if you love your iPad and carry it around as your new thing to read on the train and stuff, it's just a massive advertisement to get mugged.
It's just a big f***ing iPhone, though, personally. I reckon that is.
Please rob me.
Yeah, please rob me. Yeah.
I'm a rich dickhead. Please rob me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about getting one. What do they be about? They'll be about $700 or something?
Something like that. People have been buying from the US to getting sent over to Australia.
That's the only way you can get them now anyway.
Yeah.
That's how crazy it is, how people want to buy it.
It's supposed to be an affordable price. Over in the US it is, but over here it's certainly not an affordable price, is it?
So I guess the Australia tax put on top of it, that the shops all mark everything up.
Boo!
I mean, doesn't it suck at people in the US doing exactly the same IT jobs and stuff that we do here, get paid more money, and then they get their electronics cheaper? Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Yeah, that's it.
We should get them cheaper than the US, even taking into account the exchange rate and everything. We're still paying an extra couple hundred bucks on that just so that Harvey Norman and that can be happy with their huge, huge profits.
On the show, we're going to talk about your podcast, Games R Us.
Yes.
What is that about? And, we've got some questions for you.
Gamers R Us, we started back in, beginning of 2009, I think it was.
Yep.
And we just wanted to talk about games, let people know our opinions, you know, our personal, what we thought about everything. Just really wanted to start a podcast. We'd seen people do podcasts, and we're like, well, you know what, I think we could do something like that, and we have something unique to bring to, you know, the podcast community. So we decided to start Game R Us, got our first episode out. It's been rocking and rolling since then.
Cool, wow. Good stuff, man.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, is that sort of the same way you sort of started that way too, didn't you, Brad?
That's pretty
getting
cool.
Into them.
Yep.
Yeah.
What sort of games do you sort of cover and what sort of consoles do you talk about on your show?
Mainly we talk about PC since it's easy to get those games. Yep. And lately it's been PS3 because I got one, so I'm able to get some games for that. But we try to get everything.
Cool.
And iPhone, too.
Yep.
Yeah, we do a lot of iPhone games. We get one in at least one every episode. We do PC, consoles, everything.
All right. Cool, man.
Which is good, because covering it all sort of, you know, widens what you can report on and You know, it gives all your followers a, you know, the option of what console, and most people have every console, so having sort of covered everything sort of, you know, definitely sort of makes people want to come back because that information's possibly going to be there, so, you know, it's very good.
Exactly.
Mm. I want more PSP stuff as well. I'm getting back into PSP, so I want to try to work that.
Okay.
Good stuff. And what about Xbox? Are you getting much Xbox 360 stuff?
Yeah, right now we're playing a game called Divinity 2. Not very much Xbox, but we try to get in as much as we can.
We just got a Red Ring of Death.
Yeah, we just got a Red Ring.
Oh, really?
Ring, so
oh, that sucks.
Oh, no. Damn.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. My brother's... Can't wait for that. Yeah, my brothers did that recently. Luckily, it was just under warranty by a month, so I was happy.
Nice.
I found out and put it all... had it all on the website and stuff and had it sent off and got it back and it's all working again, so he's happy.
Nice.
Cool.
I had it once and it sucked not having one for like 2-3 weeks, but
yeah,
it just happened.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And it does. Hopefully it never happens in the next generation.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah. Alright, so Trevor, I was talking to you before we started the show. You're going to branch off into different shows, mate.
Yes, what we want, our goal is not to just have one show. We want to start an internet TV channel.
Yep.
To where you can come and do it. We're going to probably cover everything gaming lifestyle. So that includes food, drinking, you know, events you go to, everything like that.
Wow.
We're trying to start up another show right now called Mod Nasty, which will be about mods and little indie games and stuff like that.
Okay, that'll be sweet.
Cool. Good stuff. Like mods, you can do mods to Xbox 360 and stuff and that sort of thing, and PS3s. And have you seen many mods that to PS3s? Have you seen any mods that have been done to that console?
Oh, I know they just cracked it with the Linux thing, and that's why they're patching it to get rid of Linux. But not very much mods with the PS3 that I've seen.
Okay. All right. Okay, and what sort of hardware do you use when you do video work and stuff?
Right now, I edit on my MacBook Pro. A 15-inch. We have an HD camera, a shotgun mic, and that's pretty much it.
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
All right, take note, John. All right, John, you got any questions for the guys?
Yeah, there are other shows. Are they, like, in a live stream format? I mean, like, you know, live stream.
Justin.tv and stuff.
Justin's TV and stuff.
Or are they probably recorded? We probably won't have... they'll probably be pre-recorded, but we do live streaming stuff. Like, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we did a 24-hour gaming marathon.
Oh, wow, nice.
And we tried... I have one idea, like, for a show. I've been telling Trevor about it. And it would be live casting. It would be, like, a bunch of guys at a LAN party, like, around a keg, and just drink and play games. I want to do that so bad.
Live cast that. Definitely. Like, there's that also on there's that site, if it hasn't been, you know, if you can see if you can get a Guinness World Records. I don't know what site it is, but it comes up on my computer for some reason. I've made it, I don't know why. There was some sort of one I saw there, and I'm like, I'm going to try and beat that. But yeah, if, like, because I think Leo Laporte was his crowd surfing. Just as simple as that, crowd surfing. Boom, a world record.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Streaming live.
Yeah, that was.
That was mad.
But yeah, we definitely try to get live streaming in. I try live streaming as much as I can when I'm home.
Yeah.
But right now, I also have a main job as a chef, so that takes up a lot of my time.
Yeah, as it would. A chef is pretty much full-time. Mm. I have friends here who are sort of, you know, I only see them occasionally on the weekend.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. How did you get the name for the video podcast?
Oh, that was funny, because it took us a long time, and Parker finally came up with it.
Yeah. It just, like, popped in my head one day.
Okay.
And I wanted the URL to be, like, gamers.us, just something like that.
So, but then corporate, the, you know, .com or .biz or anything like that.
Yeah, well, .us looks better. I like
that. Yeah, it does.
Mm. I like
Networks
it.
Was the URL, gamersr.us.
Yes.
Nice.
What else is there? Let's talk about the background of your video. I've seen your video the other day as the background. How do you do that? How do you come up with that sort of idea?
So, like, I think we started in episode 9. We started green screening.
Oh, yeah, green screen, yep.
And so we've started using green screening. I'm changing the backgrounds every episode. I'm working on episode 11 right now, which has a really cool background. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
Cool.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Just learning how to do green screening. I taught myself how to do all the editing. Which, yeah. As you can watch from episode 1 to episode 10, there's a drastic enhancement over those episodes.
Well, you get better as time goes on.
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Now, are you guys will be doing any sort of live shows on Ustream? I know I've seen your iPhone stream as well a few times and stuff.
Yeah, as well. Like I said, we try live streaming and doing 24-hour events. We try doing them at least every couple, like 3 months. And we want to try having LAN parties every month, which we will stream as well.
LAN parties, yeah, they're cool.
That'd be good. Yeah. So when you do LAN streams, are they only internal, or do you guys extend it out to the public, like, you know, advertise the survey guys playing on and stuff like that? Or
yeah, no, we definitely advertise. We, you know, try to get as many people as we can come in. We have, like, right now on Ustream, I have quite a few regular people that come in, probably about, I don't know, not a lot, maybe 20 people that I know by name.
Oh, nuts. That come in. That's always good to have the regulars.
Yeah. And I want to start covering more, like, launch events, like doing live streaming and filming when like God of War 3 came out. We was going to do that, but we kind of got sidetracked and it was drinking and stuff, so
fair enough. And what about favorite video podcasts? What do you guys watch on the internet?
I watch a lot of Revision 3 shows, like Dig Nation, TRS, there's another one, Dig Real.
Yep.
What was it, Project Lore?
Project Lore back in the day when that was going. That's, I don't think they're doing that anymore.
Oh, sad.
Techzilla sometimes. Mm-hmm. Raffle, I suppose, that's a good one. A lot of Revision 3 shows as well I watch.
Mm. Yeah, true. And also you're on Twitter and also the website, GamerUs.
Yes, GamersR.us.
That's it, yep.
We're both on Twitter. I'm Utamir, spelled Utumnyr.
Okay, cool.
P-Rick, P-R-Y-C-K.
All right, make sure you follow them, guys.
This is Tech Webcast. Computers.
Technology. Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast
and
on Facebook, and check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on, tune in, drop on.